Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's going on?
Yo.
Yeah, you got it.
Hey, yo, what's up, everybody? This is Lee and Keys coming at you tonight. What's today, Thursday? Yeah, it's Thursday, man. The week that shot by, I guess, because we had a holiday on Monday. So, yo, what's going on, Keys? What's up with you?
What's going on, Lee, my brother? How we doing out there?
Man, just maintaining. Trying to think of who I'm going to dedicate the show to tonight. So I'm going to go ahead and let you say a couple things, then I'll send out a dedicate the show to somebody.
So I want to dedicate this show to he's a running back for the Dallas Cowboys. This show, at least on my part, I want to dedicate my portion of this show to my man Ezekiel Elliott from the Dallas Cowboys, because he after the Cowboys win or whatever during the game, something I just saw footage of dude on the field hitting the McGregor dance. He was doing the McGregor walk on the field, and that thing serviced. And that was going viral for a second, and I got to see that. And also another player, I think Dak Prescott too, hit the McGregor dance the same game, because I believe Connor was at that game, and that was dope. So actually, yeah, I'll dedicate the show to both them guys, Zeke Elliott and Dak Prescott. Y'all real for that.
Well, my man Keys will start the show off in a messed up fashion, being that I'm a Redskins fan, and we had the Cowboys on Sunday. My man Keys done messed my mojo up, but that's fine. It's all good. He didn't know that he should know. He's been a follower of mine on Twitter. He knows I'm a Redskins fan, but that's fine. You know, Cowboys had Connor in the house on Sunday. You know, they were all doing the little Connor Big Balls dance and all that. But I think one thing everybody forgot about that whole thing was just a week ago he had lost. So, you know, it is what it is. But I'm going to dedicate tonight's show to Eddie Alvarez, man. Eddie Alvarez, you know, he was a champion in, Bellator. Then he came to UFC. He won the championship in UFC. Then he dropped the belt to Conor, and it seemed like the UFC just didn't know what to do with him. So he took his talents to another promotion this week. I think it's one championship out of Asia or something like that. And he said he wanted to be the first fighter to win a championship in three different organizations. And I think this is a bad spot for the UFC to lose a fighter of Eddie Alvarez's talent and caliber and skill set to probably a C-League organization of probably an organization that's even below Bellator. So, you know, man, shout out to Eddie Alvarez, man. Hopefully you'll be back in the UFC shortly, you know, doing what you do. But good luck to you and your future endeavors over at ONE Championship. Eddie Alvarez, this show is dedicated to you, bro.
It sucks that the UFC didn't get him back on. But I think he did himself, he put himself in a bad light with the UFC, because if you remember, in his last two fights, he had made illegal moves in both of his last two fights. I mean, his last two fights, he fought Dustin Poirier. The first time he fought Dustin Poirier, he threw an illegal knee to Poirier's head, which ended the fight. And then I don't think Alvarez fought anybody in between the time. I don't know if Alvarez. Yeah, he fought Gaethje, right. But then he had the rematch with Poirier after that. And he threw another illegal 12 to 6. Yeah, he threw a 12 to 6 elbow. So, you know, I'm a fan of Alvarez, but come on, bro. Like, you're a professional. You've been in this thing for how long? And you're really throwing moves like that. I mean, the knee was one thing, because when they play back the footage, and it's kind of similar to what the Jeremy Stephens and Josh Emmett fight, the way that they played back the footage saying that, you know, Jeremy Stephens threw the illegal knee, but, I mean, he was also in the middle of a finish, and I think Eddie Alvarez felt the same way. And I feel for the fighters, because when you're in the heat of the moment, you're probably, I imagine, you're just trying to finish the fight. You feel like you have somebody rocked, or you have them dazed, and you hit them with a good shot, and with a good shot, you know, you got that adrenaline rush. You're just in the heat of the moment, just thinking, you know, I'm just trying to finish the fight. So, I mean, the first time he did it, I know I defended him, and people, you know, said this and that, but I defended Alvarez. But then the second fight, you know, when they had the rematch, and, you know, they played back the footage of the 12-6 elbow he threw on Dustin Poirier, you know, I wasn't defending that, because, first of all, that was completely unnecessary and uncalled for. You know, you weren't in the heat of the moment. You didn't need to – there was just no need for it. I don't see why. I mean, you already had the guy backed against the cage. He was already in that position on top of Poirier. He already had control of that moment. So I don't know why he thought that he needed to throw an illegal elbow to try and finish the fight or whatever. And ironically enough, right after that moment when he threw that 12-6 elbow, they didn't stop the fight. And then Poirier got back up, and I think that kind of had Poirier. I think he got him mad at that moment. Poirier was he was heated up after that, and he went and knocked out Eddie Alvarez. He finished him, you know, right after that moment, probably like, you know, right when they stood them back up after that illegal elbow. Alvarez got knocked out in the next, you know, 30 seconds of the fight afterwards. So I think that was karma for Eddie Alvarez being a dirty fighter in both of those fights. And that's the reason why.
Dang, you're going all the way in, man. Really? A dirty fighter?
Nah, that you know, because Alvarez, he'd been in there fighting, and he knows better than that. You already had the illegal knee on him in the first fight. And that's the reason why it got ruled a no contest. And then you fight the same guy again, and you throw an illegal elbow to his head. Come on, bro. I just can't respect that. I can't respect that at all.
I could say that I think he was probably a victim of maybe his own success, because the UFC, once he lost the belt, And then in that weight division, too many dogs down there in that division. And, you know, of course they wasn't going to give him an immediate rematch because he lost, and I think it was the first round by KO. So they wasn't going to give him an immediate rematch. And then when they asked him to step in and fight Khabib, he stopped training. And I think that was a fight me and you, if you go through the archives of the show, me and Keith said that if somebody was to fall out of the fight, that Alvarez probably should get the next shot. And he was training all the way up to the week before the fight, and then he just stopped training. So I think that did him in. But one thing about his illegal elbow that I found real strange about that fight, I know, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about something old, but we're going to get to something new here in a minute, was that he threw the illegal elbow. But I've seen people do that, and the ref would just get them a warning, or, you know, just tell them they can't do it or whatever, whatever. But during that Alvarez-Poirier fight, he stood them back up. And I think once he stood them back up, that changed the whole complexion of the fight. And Poirier just, like you said, I think he was kind of, you know, felt that that Alvarez was dirty, and, you know, he got him out of there. The first fight with the illegal knee, as a veteran and a guy that's been in the game for a while, he knew better than that, man. The knee was dirty, man. And the referee, just for the referee to miss that in the initial heat of the moment, you know, that was kind of messed up too. But, you know, Poirier got his revenge, and, you know, Eddie isn't in the UFC anymore. You know, like I said, we wish him luck, man, and continued success.
For sure. So, I also want to shout out and dedicate. I want to shout, do an extra shout out and dedicate the show to. Excuse me. I want to dedicate this show to our listeners. You know, I've been looking, and the numbers lately have been great. You know, we've been having a lot of people been tuning in. You know, significantly more. You know, in the past, probably 10 episodes or so than, you know, they have in the last 20 or so before that. Like, just the last handful of good, the last good handful of episodes, y'all really been tuning in a lot more. And I want to shout out the listeners for that. We appreciate that and appreciate your support. And also, you know, I just want to make a, you know, I kind of looked at it and I feel like, you know, the people might like the fact that, you know, we've been putting these titles, these little titles in with the shows to give you a little idea. You know, lately, probably like the last 5 episodes, which we've had, you know, above average viewership too. You know, in the last 5 or so episodes, we've been trying to put little titles with every episode just to give y'all a basis of what the show main topic will be, or what is the big thing that we'll be focusing on in the episode. Like, we had the UFC 229 preview show, you had the UFC 229 review, which we did, you know, after that. Then we had the episode where we had, you know, because they announced Daniel Cormier versus, you know, Daniel Cormier to fight Derek Lewis at Madison Square Garden. So we had the episode with that headlined at the top saying Cormier versus Lewis. You know, this one is, you know, leading me into my next topic. You know, Mayweather versus Khabib. Now, this sounds, to me, just reading this back in my own mind when I just said it, it just sounds so foolish. But we had to throw that up there because this is relevant right now in the UFC, you know, conversation. The mainstream UFC news is, this is a lot. This is, you know, a big thing right now. And it's not big because it's, you know, actually happening. I don't think this would ever happen. I guess in today's climate, you know, of the UFC and of boxing and of, you know, Mayweather's, you know, recent fights, I think it's easier to say that, you know, from that perspective, you know, you could see a fight like this getting sanctioned. You know, if McGregor was able to fight Mayweather, who says that Khabib couldn't fight Mayweather, especially when, you know, Khabib just beat Conor, and, you know, he's out there talking up the fact that he dropped Conor in the fight, and, you know, all of a sudden it's just, you know, big static, and he's getting the attention of Floyd Mayweather, and, you know, he was on camera with Leonard Ellerbe.
TMZ.
He was on with Leonard Ellerbe. I think that's the CEO of Mayweather Promotions. And, you know, they were kind of talking smack a little bit, you know, in a friendly way. And Khabib was saying, you know, he said to the camera, you know, kind of calling out Floyd, saying that, you know, 27-0 versus 50-0. You know, I was able to drop McGregor, and I dropped him easily, and you weren't able to drop him, so why don't me and you fight, and this and that. And, you know, Leonard Ellerbe was really buying into it from what the footage looked like. I mean, his body language, he didn't really say much about it. You know, he didn't say anything really much on camera besides, like, telling, you know, said he could be, like, you won't get this money or something like that. And but his body language, I mean, he was smiling. Maybe he was just eating it up just for the moment, just because they were, you know, TMZ was right there, you know, and had them on camera just for bravado, but just to get the fans hyped up, get everybody fired up. But it's not really that. It's just like Floyd's reaction to it is the part that I think is ridiculous. It's not really Khabib calling him out. I think is ridiculous. Plus, I don't even take Khabib seriously. I don't think he even wants to fight, man. I think he was just joking. And I think TMZ just happened to be there to catch that moment and blow it up and make it into a, what's now, you know, a more serious sounding fight, as if, you know, both parties are 100% serious. I don't think Khabib is, I think he was just, you know, throwing out, he was just saying, he was just talking shit. I just think that was it. He was just happened to run into the, you know, LRB guy, and he just had that to get off his chest. But I don't think he would actually be interested in that fight. There's nothing in that for him. I mean, his legacy is in MMA, and I don't see why he would want to go box. I feel like that just doesn't make sense for him, especially, you know, what he's represented in his career. And just he's an MMA specialist. Why would you want to go fight a boxer? It doesn't really make any sense. But Mayweather, you know, been responding to it and saying, you know, then TMZ interviewed Mayweather, and Mayweather's on camera saying, you know, he's going to make $200 million and, you know, it's going to be a nine-figure payday, that Khabib's going to be his next fight. And, you know, he's on his Instagram or whatever, tagging, you know, Showtime and HBO or whatever, saying, you know, go look at Leonard Elby's page. Like, Khabib just called me out, like, kind of like egging everybody on to book the fight, and saying it'll be easy $200 million for him. And I just don't understand what you get out of that. Like, what? Floyd, you should be ashamed of yourself. You should be ashamed of yourself. I just had to hold back saying that, but I had to say he should be ashamed of himself, because what do you get out of beating on guys from the UFC? These are not boxers. Like, of course I'd root for McGregor to beat you, because I'm not a fan of you as much as I am McGregor. I'm going to root for him. I understand, but now you want to fight Khabib? It's like, okay, McGregor, that was already ridiculous. Like, people already – that was already a mismatch. Okay. But now you want to fight Khabib, who's not even really a stand-up fighter? Like, it's, first of all, it's another UFC fighter. You're talking like, I don't understand. Like, Khabib's a wrestler. He doesn't even fight with his hands, right? I don't understand this fight.
Okay, man, look. I can't believe we're talking about this. But being that we're talking about it, I'm going to put it, I got to say one thing. I'm not a Floyd Mayweather fan, and the biggest reason why I'm not a Floyd Mayweather fan is because he's a professional boxer. That means his hands are weapons, and Floyd Mayweather has a history of putting his hands on women, and that alone, to me, that has lost me as a fan of Floyd Mayweather. Now, is he a good boxer? Some people say yes, some people say no. When I watch his fights, I see boring. I don't see exciting. I see a guy that counterpunches, that doesn't initiate action, and all his fights are basically, or they all go to decision. Now, Khabib probably said he wanted to fight Floyd just to be a little jab getting back at Conor, you know, because at the time when Conor fought Floyd, Conor was saying he was the baddest man on the planet, la, 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 la. But at the time, Conor was a name. He was a worldwide name. And, you know, they made a lot of money on that fight, which really wasn't a fight. And I tried to tell you that Floyd was going to beat him because Conor isn't a boxer. And Conor's stamina would be tested in that fight, which ended up being his downfall. But back to Khabib wanting to fight Floyd. I think Khabib was just saying that tongue-in-cheek, that he really wasn't that serious or whatever. But Floyd, dog, you're a boxer. You keep wanting, all right, you talking about make a fight with Khabib. Why don't you come to the octagon instead of them keep coming to the boxing ring? You come to the octagon and get that smoke. You get them knees, get them elbows, get taken down, you know, instead of you running around the boxing ring, counterpunching and doing all that. Why don't you come to the octagon? Let's see what you really made of. I think you owe Conor a rematch in the octagon. Basically, if I was Conor, I would have had that in the contract. I'll come to boxing, and then you come down to the octagon. That's what I would have. If I was Conor, that's what I would have had in my contract. But then you left boxing 50-0. Cool. Why you ain't calling out none of them young boxers down there that's in your own weight division? Them young lions down there. You know, them boys like Thurman, Garcia, Sean Porter, Terrence Crawford, Spence Jr. Won't you go down there and get back into your realm of, get back into your realm of things, which is boxing. Get down there and fight them young boys. I started trying to bring a MMA guy to the ring. That's a bitch match. Everybody in the world know that. That's not even a fight. You know, Khabib, bro, we all know you don't have a chance. So for you to even think you would get in a boxing match with Floyd, it was just utterly ridiculous. We done seen you take maybe two shots in the octagon and immediately go and start taking a guy down. Case in point, the Iaquinta fight. You tried to trade with Iaquinta. Iaquinta gave you both. Boom, boom, boom. Next thing you know, you backing up, takedown, because you can't take a strike. Then you try to stand up with Connor. Boom, boom, boom. You hit Connor drop, and then you take him down. But everybody keep forgetting that all the reason you dropped Connor because he dropped his hands because he thought you was gonna shoot on him, and you caught him off guard. That's neither here nor there. Khabib in the boxing ring versus Floyd, I wouldn't even watch it. I wouldn't even watch it.
Yeah.
I probably would boycott it. So, so you know, man, it just don't make no sense to me. Khabib, pump your brakes. Your next fight should be versus Tony Ferguson for the belt, and then after that, you can do what you want to do, man. So, just defend your belt one time, bro. That's all we ask.
Yeah, it's just another spectacle, and it's just another spectacle. But this one is just a whole lot worse than because Khabib's not a stand-up fighter. I mean, he's a UFC fighter, and people need to be looking at Floyd and saying, "Why are you calling out these guys that you know you can beat? Like, you're overhead wanting your ego about beating UFC guys. Like, you're supposed to beat them." You know, like Lee said, why don't you want to fight these up-and-coming contenders? You know, who could make weight to fight you that are upcoming, you know, the same size as you, these young bucks in boxing. How come you don't want to fight them? I can tell you why. Because you're afraid to lose. Everybody know that. You're afraid to lose to these new guys. That's what it is. You know that it's a risk. So for Floyd to go in there and fight, you know, Sean Porter is a huge risk. And if you follow boxing, you know that. Any of these guys, it's a risk.
Actually, I think he could beat Sean Porter because Sean Porter's style plays great into what Floyd does because Sean Porter is a guy that's always coming forward. So Floyd would counterpunch him to death. I think guys that would give Floyd problems is like Terrence Crawford, Errol Spence, and probably Keith Thurman. Because them guys, they're such good technical fighters, and, you know, they can counterpunch as well as, you know, basic boxing as far as 1-2 move, body shot, jab move, you know, they in and out and stuff like that. And I don't think Floyd could withstand the power of Errol Spence and probably the power of Terrence Crawford. And Keith Thurman got power in his right hand, but I think he's really overrated in my book. So I would say Sean Porter is probably in his wheelhouse. Maybe Danny Garcia will probably be in his wheelhouse. I think the two guys that are getting the most problems is probably Terrence Crawford and Errol Spence Jr.
This is something that I wanted to bring up is, okay, first of all, I just found Johnny Hendricks. You know, he.
I saw that too.
Yeah, I literally just found. Like, I just came across this today. You know, Johnny Hendricks. I'm not even gonna explain this. Like, I'm not even gonna explain this. I'm just gonna give it the basics. He was good a while back. And then he fell off, and everybody started, you know, he started getting knocked out. He lose every fight, basically. And then now he's main eventing for a league called World Bare Knuckle Fighting Federation. And the card is called Bro, this is ridiculous. It's called Hendricks versus Ward. World Bare Knuckle Fighting Federation. Y'all gotta be kidding me, man. This is the WWF. What is this? The Fetting Federation?
Hold on.
Oh,
did you look? And did you see the person in the bottom left hand corner? Chris Laden.
Oh. Wait, who is it?
Chris Laden.
Chris the Crippler Laban. It sounds familiar, but I don't know who that is.
Chris Laban, the UFC, they forced him to retire because he was just getting knocked out too violently, and Dana just said it's just time. They forced him to retire from the UFC.
I think Phil Baroni was in the UFC at one point too. The guy he's fighting. That sounds familiar. Sean Merriman. A lot of these people, I don't know.
Sean Merriman is a former football player.
That's what I thought. I was like, how come that sounds so familiar? He's fighting too?
Yeah, man. He's a former football player. Hey, I saw that on Twitter, and I just started laughing, man. At first, I'm going to tell you the part that really got me. When I saw Chris leaving in the bottom left-hand corner, and then in the bottom right-hand corner, they had Sean Merriman. I was like, man, I can't even take this seriously. I can't even take this seriously.
And on the list of the card, Sean Merriman's fight is listed as, you know how they have all the weight divisions, like, you know, yeah, heavyweight bout, you know, light heavyweight bout, etc. It says special heavyweight attraction. Special heavyweight attraction. Okay, I'm done with this thing. I'm done. He's fighting them guy Brennan Ward. I think that's McGregor's teammate. I think that's the guy from Bellator that when Conor jumped over the cage when he won. I'm pretty sure Brennan Ward, is McGregor's teammate. That's probably the only thing on here that I haven't heard before in the UFC back in like 2002. So I think Brennan Ward is the only thing on that card that's probably worth talking about. The rest of this is lost. There's another guy that his nickname is apparently Mighty Mouse. He doesn't realize that Mighty Mouse is already taken by Demetrius Johnson, so I don't know why he would pick that name.
Well, he thought we were going to get him confused with Demetrius Johnson.
he's trying to be the GOAT, you know, calling himself Mighty Mouse. So, you know what? I'm done with this card. You should be ashamed of yourselves. World Bare Knuckle Fighting Federation, man. Come on, you have Johnny Hendricks headlining. I'm done. I'm Xing that. Oh, goodbye. I'm Xing that out. All right. So that's a joke, and that's a snooze for me. There's a caller in here, surprisingly. Let's see who's this. I didn't even realize. Hey, who's out there?
Yeah, this is Naj, man. What's up, man?
Hey, what's going on? How you doing?
Hey, I'm good, man.
What's on your mind tonight?
What's up, bro? How you doing today?
Hey, we straight, man. We straight. No, I just saw the question y'all had up there, and it's like, okay, I mean, this is that old story, man. Nobody went broke, you know, looking at the public as idiots. So if people are willing to pay for that fight, it is what it is, man. But Mayweather and Habib, that should not happen, man. That's a ridiculous idea. There's no reason for that to happen. But people pay for it, they will do it. And if it's anything like the McGregor fight where Floyd – has to carry a person around the ring for a few rounds and then make it look like a fight late, I guess that's what we'll see. That's the wave we're
on, man.
Now.
Hey, but look, let me throw this at you, though. Let me throw this back at you. I don't know or not you was online, we was talking about it. But my thing is this. Okay, in the Conor fight, at least Conor had a little bit of skill, you know what I'm saying? He had, you know, he hit Floyd a couple times. You know, he went in there the first one. I think I had him winning three out of the first four rounds, or maybe four out of the first five. And then, you know, as everyone said, Floyd would take over down the stretch. Now, Khabib, do you really think he will win a round against Floyd Mayweather like Conor did?
Yeah, in the same fashion that Conor did. Go back and watch those first four rounds and see how many punches Floyd threw. Like I said, man, it was an old school work. This is like old mafioso stuff where they tell a guy, hey, he goes down in the seventh. So you say, oh, how many rounds you carry? So, I mean, that's what you saw right there, man. Like, go watch it. Go back and watch it, man. It's a really,
okay, I got
yeah,
you,
really
I got
bad
you.
Fight.
Okay, I got you. So basically what you're saying is Floyd just got to make sure he don't get hit with a shot, you know, make Khabib look formidable for a couple rounds, and then start giving him that work. Okay, I get you. You know, it's like Undisputed when they had Ving Rhames versus Wesley Snipes when they were fighting in the prison. All right, bro, I get it, man.
Yeah.
I didn't think about it that way, but I get it.
Yeah, I mean, just the concept of it is bad already, though, man, because like, you don't put world-class fighters in one arena with somebody who's, you know, kind of a neophyte in that particular arena. Like, there's no way you could sell this fight except for the idea of he's formidable in this other sport. But, you know what I mean? The fact that we're actually buying into it, man, I don't know what else they could sell us at this point. But, yeah, this is beyond ridiculous. It would be like Floyd getting into UFC or something, man. He would get seriously, seriously hurt. Unless the other person, you know, first couple rounds, took it light on the same type of thing. But, yeah, this is bad, man. It's bad for sports, bad for boxing, and they really should be careful with this.
Okay, man. I threw out this. I was like, you know, Floyd keeps, you know, when these UFC guys call him out, he feel like, you know, he got to respond to it. What about Errol Spence Jr. calls him out? What you think? Or Terrence Crawford calls him out? What you think?
I doubt he responds. Like, there's no reason for him to take on those young boys because those young boys hit hard. And, I mean, man, Floyd's a man of a certain age. Like, boxing right now, the talent has declined, and that's why we're seeing so many older fighters kind of extend their careers. But there are limits to it, man. And if you keep coming back, as every, you know, all-time great found out, you come back one time too many. You know what I mean? And you look bad. So if he's smart, he'll chill. But who knows, man? The way he's spending money, he may, you know, he may have to do a few cash grabs. Who knows?
Well, you know they say he owed the IRS $40 million. So, you know, that might be another reason behind him maybe trying to trump up, you know, another big money fight. But I don't think Khabib is a big money fight. So I think for him to make – that's why I think earlier my co-host Keys, you know, we talked about him – being on TMZ talking about Pacquiao, him versus Pacquiao before the end of 2018. And
yeah,
we already know this is
one.
Yeah, this is October already, 2018.
Pacquiao the shot fighter. That's sad.
Yeah.
He's still
but even that would make more sense than this right now.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean,
plus,
Pacquiao just won. Didn't Pacquiao just win like a welterweight? Isn't he a welterweight champion in boxing right now too?
He lost a controversial decision to a guy. He lost one.
The guy he beat was a good guy, but the fight was good by what standard? I get what you're saying. Boxing ain't what it used to be, But at the same time, Floyd, stop calling out MMA guys, man. If you want to call somebody out, man, call one of them young guys out down there in the welterweight division, and let's see what you got then. That's all I'm saying, man. Stop trying to make these
mismatch
fights.
And that's why he don't want to do it. Right. You're right. But that's risky. That's why he don't want to do it. But, yeah, I just wanted to check in on that, man. And, you know, y'all holding it down and having a good show. So, I guess Sean Marion is fighting now. Is that what y'all, Sean Merriman?
yeah. We were laughing
about
that.
Yeah, man. That's what it's coming down to now, man.
Yeah, man, because actually I seen it on Twitter, and it had Jimi Hendrix versus somebody. Then in the bottom left-hand corner, I seen Chris Lee then. And what's his name? Johnny Hendrix, my bad.
Johnny Hendrix.
And then they had Chris Lieben versus somebody. Then I saw Sean Merriman, and I was like, no, I'm good. And I just kept it moving.
if you can't pass NFL PED test, ain't no way in hell you're going to be able to fight PED tests in MMA. Like, they're way more stringent than the NFL is, so I don't know about that one. But your other point, I almost forgot. The Mighty Mouse point. That dude may be setting up autograph signings and things like that, and people coming expecting the Mighty Mouse, and then getting him, like, he might be in.
And
he
it's
might
Tom
be
and
on
Jerry.
The long con on that, bro. Yeah, he might be on the long con on that one, bro. Getting people to show up thinking it's the real one and it's him. Like, so, I mean,
yeah.
Kroger brand Mighty Mouse. Like, that might be a nice hustle he got going. I don't know, man. But, yo, y'all be good, man. You know what I mean? Good chopping up with y'all.
Hey, man, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate you, man. Come back again, bro.
For sure. All right.
Hey, we appreciate right. you calling in, brother.
That was
so
cool.
Yeah, yeah. What were we just talking about right before that? Oh, man, we were just on something right before he called in. We weren't on that anymore. It was something, not the Bare Knuckle Federation. Oh, what was I going to say? Oh, yeah, wanted to bring up Nate Diaz, man. I'm so disappointed, man. Come on, Nate Diaz and Poirier. What happened?
Man,
oh,
know,
my God, man. Y'all kill me. Now we're going to watch
Nate,
DC
man.
Fight Derek Lewis. Now we're going to watch DC fight Derek Lewis in a mismatch in the main event at Madison Square Garden. You did that to us. Diaz and Poirier.
See, that's just
shame
the
on y'all. Shame on you.
But see, that's
UFC.
Just the thing.
Yeah, but you know what the thing
like
is, though? They had Poirier on there today, and Poirier explained the situation. And he said that the UFC actually was – remember while we were saying that why don't they just put Diaz and Poirier? They have a main event right there when there was all that scramble
uh-huh.
trying to get a main event. And we did that show
uh-huh.
2 weeks ago saying, what do y'all mean? You have a main event, right? Diaz and Poirier, five rounds. That's a war. That's a crazy main event. Well, the UFC offered it. Poirier said that they offered them to be the main event, five rounds. You know, in a lightweight bout, no title, and I guess he was saying that Diaz was being, you know, he was kind of being difficult, you know, when it came to negotiations, and he wanted certain things, he wanted it to be for a title and this and that, and then I forget if it was really an injury or if Poirier just wasn't interested in the fight at that point, but man, I'm so disappointed that either way the fight fell through, man. I was really looking forward to seeing that.
Jeez, I hate when I'm right, man. You know I hate when I'm right, right? But I'm going to say I was right on this. I'm going to call my shot right now. I think Nate Diaz is basically he's going to be one of them guys that sits on the sideline and talk a bunch of shit and never fights. I'm a Nate fan, man. I'm a Nate and a Nick fan, man. But every time they bring fights to Nate, man, he got an issue with the fight. He got an issue with this. He want to get paid this. Dog, the UFC is not boxing. You are not going to go in the UFC ring and make $20 million a fight. It's not going to happen, bro. So it's either you either need to go to boxing or you need to come back to the UFC and play within the rules. They're not going to pay you all this astronomical money. Just not going to happen. And last show, when we found out that Poirier and Diaz wasn't happening, you know, and I said I think if it was the main event, I think Poirier would have fought. I think he would have showed up and did the fight. And now that you bring that up, I probably think Poirier isn't hurting. I think Poirier just was tired of the bullshit dealing with Nate, man. Nate, bro, you're not going to get your way with the UFC. You will not win a battle against the UFC. If you don't want to fight for the UFC, just tell them to cut you, man. I think Dana would cut you tomorrow if you asked him. Then you can go down to Bellator. You can go and do whatever the hell you want to do, bro, because evidently it ain't fighting in the UFC. And me being one of your biggest fans, I'm tired of talking about it, tired of talking about you. Basically, this is my last time talking about Nate Diaz till you fight, dog. I'm done. So I'm done, bro. I'm done. I'm done, man.
Yo, everybody, Lee is fed up with Nate Diaz. He fed up.
I'm done, bro.
Lee,
now,
Lee's so fed up, he ain't even going to further respond to that. He's off that for the night. That's it. So,
man, it's because it's like they offered a Tyron. They offered a Tyron Woodley. He accepted, then he said, nah. Okay. And then he came back and said he wanted the Conor trilogy fight. The UFC said that ain't gonna happen. Then he went back into his shell. And then evidently he had some legal stuff going on. And he said that was the reason why he couldn't fight and all this stuff. And then once he got the legal stuff done, they booked him with Dustin Poirier. He wanted to fight for a 165-pound belt. Why would they make a 165-pound division and they got a 170-pound division? So what are they going to do, make everybody from the 170 go down to 165? That don't even make no sense. You're going to have 170, 165, and 155. Man, get out of here with that BS, dog. That don't even make sense, man. So, Nate, look, man, the UFC is not going to give you what you want. Now, you said your next fight, you want to fight Khabib. We know that's not going to happen because Ferguson is the number one contender, and they stripped him after 4 months of the interim belt. I'll say the interim belt because Conor was doing his thing. So they stripped him 4 months after him winning the belt, and he was doing a promotional event for the UFC when he got hurt, and they stripped him. So why would they give you what you want? You ain't did enough for the company in like 2.5 years. So, man, I'm done with Nate, man. You know, man, I love him and Nick. I know Nick trying to get back in there. You know, he want to do his thing. But Nate, man, Nate just, he's a case, man. He's a tough nut to crack. And to me, I'm at the point now, I don't think he want to fight. I think he'd rather just talk than fight. And I never thought I would say that about one of the Diazes.
Yeah, I don't know. That's crazy to me right there. So one thing I want to ask you about is how do you feel about the Holloway and Ortega? That one's just on the horizon too.
Actually, man, I'm kind of worried for Holloway, man. Because, you know, the last couple of times he's been slated to fight, he's had medical issues, man. And then he even had a bout with depression. And, man, getting in the ring and you letting your physical talents take over is one thing. But your mind has to be right, too, when you in that octagon, man. Because if your mind ain't right, dog, You could get seriously hurt in that octagon, man. So, for me, I wish it was my boy Frankie fighting him, but that's neither here nor there. So, you know, T-City knocked my boy Frankie out, and he did the right thing. He hasn't fought since the Frankie fight. He's been waiting his chance. And Holloway is a tough guy, man. He's a tough guy. He's a good fighter. I think he's on, like, one of the longest winning streaks in UFC history. And I think he can get T-City out of there. But I got to see where he at the week of the fight as far as his weight cut, and his mind. If I have any inkling that he ain't all the way right, I think T-City gets him out of there.
So you're leaning towards Brian Ortega for the fight?
No, I said I have to see what Max is looking like. I got to see what Max is looking like, and then I base my prediction on that. But I have to see what Max is looking like, what his weight is looking like, how his weight cut is going, where his mind at. And I think if he ain't all the way right, I think T-City gives him out of there. I think if Max is good, I think Max start punishing him at the end of the second round, punishes him in the third round, and gets him up out of there in the fourth round. by TKO.
Oh, you're saying Ortega fourth round TKO?
No, that ain't what I said, Keith. I said if Max, if his weight cut is good and his mind is good, he'll get T-City up out of there by the fourth round. But if Max is having a tough weight cut and he doesn't look right, I think T-City gets him up out of there in the second round.
Okay.
Yeah, but I'm rooting for Max, though, man. I'm rooting for Max because I like a guy that did it the way he did it. He fought his way to his opportunity. And once he got his opportunity, he maximized his opportunity. And not only did he maximize it once, he turned around and beat him again just to show everybody it wasn't a fluke. And I like guys that come up through the ranks like that.
1 second. We have a caller in line. I want to jump them into the call real quick. Hey, hello.
Evening, fellas. This is Lou from Jersey.
What's up,
bro? Jersey, how you doing?
All right. Well, if you want my opinion, I mean, does Mayweather really need this fight? I mean, come on. He's 50-0. He's done everything he could. Why does he really need to fight this guy?
Which fight are we talking about, bro? We've been talking about fights all night. Oh, talking about Floyd and Khabib?
Yeah.
You know, man, I'm going to let my man Keys answer that. Go ahead, Keys.
Yeah, he really, you know, I can at least speak for myself, but I think we both agree. I mean, he really has no business fighting that guy. I mean, his last match was a mismatch, and he fought an MMA guy. And I think a lot of core boxing fans, people who want to see, you know, true boxers get in there with Floyd, you know, guys that can actually test his skills, not just a spectacle. We're mad at his last match with Conor McGregor. So this one is just, I think, I mean, even more of a farce. It's even more of a mismatch because, first of all, he's fighting another UFC guy who he knows he could beat, and he just wants another payday. He's not trying to test his skills. I mean, it's just another, you know, nine-figure payday for him. He knows he can win. And not only is it another UFC guy, but it's not even a stand-up fighter. Like, I don't understand. He wants to fight a guy, you know, who's a wrestler. I don't understand. Why does he come to the UFC and fight this guy? That would really be what I would
say. First of all, he's too old.
I see that. What's second?
I mean, he's what, 42 now?
Yeah, he's over 40. So,
yeah, I mean, it's too late to start a new career in another kind of sport. I mean, you know, I'm surprised his body can still take it.
And then,
why should these guys do it, though? Why should they go into
this exactly.
sport? Why is he? Because look at it this way. It could be seen the same way because, you know, what Khabib said, I don't know if you're familiar with this guy, Khabib, you know, me and Lee watch UFC religiously.
Not really.
So me and my man Lee, we watch UFC religiously, and just to give you a little bit of background, this guy Khabib, I mean, this guy Khabib has called himself, you know, recently the Floyd Mayweather of MMA, and the reason why
he did say that,
but the reason why that he might have said that is because he's probably the out of every fighter in MMA across all fight organizations, he's probably the closest thing to that because. And the closest thing to unbeatable because his style is very hard for guys to get through. He's now 27-0. So, you know, he has some leeway in saying that. You know, he has some backing definitely to say that. But it's just this guy, he's a expert wrestler, and he's been wrestling since he was, you know, very, very young, and he's just a master at it. I don't see why he should have to go over to boxing the same way you said why would it's too late in Floyd's career to, you know, start a new venture in another sport. Why it's, you know, it's also too late in, you know, Khabib's career. He's already 27-0 MMA. Why is Floyd trying to, you know, hype a fight for him to go to the boxing ring? I don't understand that.
Yeah. You know,
now
when's
this fight taking place again?
Huh?
What's the question?
When is the fight taking place?
It's not actually official. It's just it's just talk right now. But it's been in the
news. Okay, so nothing's official.
Yeah, thank God.
Okay.
And this fight won't happen because the public is not demanding this fight. The public demanded the Conor versus Floyd fight because at the time Conor was a household name. Conor was a guy that talked his way into that spotlight and talked his way into that fight. Khabib isn't going to be that guy that can carry the other side of the fight the way Conor did. Khabib rarely talks. His chin is suspect. His fighting style is only conducive to the UFC ring, the UFC octagon, and maybe WWE. His style isn't conducive to boxing. And truth be told, Floyd will have to carry him too much. Floyd will have to carry him too much, unlike what he had to do with Conor. At least Conor he gave Floyd a fight, you know. He threw some punches. He did some good work, you know. You could tell he was out of his element a couple, two, three times during the fight where, you know, he was doing some crazy stuff in there. But, you know, Conor did good for himself. Khabib, I just think the lights, just the press conferences alone will overwhelm him. During the tours, that will overwhelm him. Conor is built for stuff like that. Khabib, no. And that's something else we didn't even think about, Keys, when they go doing the tours for the promotion of the fight, that, you know, they got to be on stage, you know, they're going to be talking. Khabib not built for that, man.
Yeah, the whole thing is a spectacle, and it's just, I think it's just bravado. I don't think it'll actually happen. Floyd's just, you know, just yapping his jaws, just trying to get another payday off a guy he knows he could beat. That's really all that there is to be said about that. It's not an intriguing fight in the least.
No, it's not. It's not pushing my needle at all. not pushing my needle at all.
I don't really think this fight shouldn't be necessary to begin with.
Well, we agree with you, bro.
He's got the money, so I don't think he's fighting for the money.
Well, he owed the IRS $40 million.
$40
million? Yeah.
And he still made, what, $120 million off of it?
Yeah. And actually, that $120 that he made on the Conor fight, I think he owed the IRS $25 million at the time.
But he still made a profit off of it. Yeah, so it's not that he needs the money.
Yeah. So, but you know,
yeah,
man,
he's trying to hang on to his, just trying to hang on to his youth, I guess, huh?
Well, my thing is, he's a boxer. If he wants to show people that he still got it, go fight one of the top guys down there.
Yeah, just remember, Ali retired at 40, and you know, so all the other ones, you know, Sugar Ray, Marvelous, you know, they all retired before they hit 40. Of course, the exception is being Foreman, who had to make a comeback at 46, which was ridiculous.
Yeah, but, you know, man, but Foreman, when you look at it, Michael Moore was the perfect elixir for him because Michael Moore didn't have too many skills. His head movement wasn't the greatest. And he actually tired in middle rounds also, so that actually played into the hands of George Foreman. So when Foreman fought him, that was the perfect matchup. But when Foreman got in there, because
boxing, you're a dinosaur by then.
Yeah, but styles make fights, and the way Michael Moore fought, it played into what George Foreman could do. George Foreman wasn't gonna do a lot of dancing and all this and all that. Foreman was gonna stock you down, look for one punch, you know, maybe two. And Michael Moore played right into his hand. Michael Moore didn't have a lot of hand movement. He didn't have a jab that scared George Foreman. So when Foreman finally figured out that Moore couldn't hurt him, you could see that Foreman just started tick, tick, boom, tick, tick, boom, tick, tick, boom. Then down goes Moore, and Foreman was the champ. So, but then when Foreman tried to defend it, and he was fighting somebody with some skill, they got Foreman up out of there real quick. So, you know, man, it all depends on the style and the matchup, and, you know, and I think Moore was the perfect matchup for Foreman to win the belt at 46.
I mean, couldn't he train one of his sons to fight? I guess not.
Well, I think Foreman actually said that he didn't want his sons to, you know, because of, you know, all the stuff that, you know, because of head trauma and all that good stuff. And, you know, it was, I think he actually said that it was nights that he couldn't sleep and, you know, he would have headaches for days. And he just didn't want his sons to go through that. And plus, when you name all your sons George Foreman.
Yeah. I was going to say, which was going to ask? George, or George?
Yeah, man. You know.
I had to throw that in.
Yeah, man. So, hey, man, well, we really appreciate your call, man. Call us back again.
Yeah, for sure. We appreciate
your
call.
Yeah, let's do it. You know, I'll reread the schedule and find out when you guys are on, because sometimes the schedule throws me for a loop.
Yeah, man. You know, we, you know, with my co-host being in school, you know, we got to try to, like, work around his schedule a little bit now.
Hey,
but,
fellas,
you know,
I host a show on Saturday nights. So, you know, if you get a chance, you know, why don't you try and call in?
What's the name of it?
What's the name of it?
It's called the Enhanced Sports Show.
The Enhanced Sports Show,
on,
okay.
Yeah, the Enhanced Sports Show. We're on Saturday nights in the East, 6 to 8 p.m.
6 to 8?
Okay, 4 on my way.
That's p.m., not a.m., so you don't have to worry about getting up that early.
I got you.
Yeah. Okay. The number is, now listen carefully to the number, because this throws a lot of people off. So listen carefully. It's 605-562-0444. The ID is 2612556, then 1, then pound. If the ID doesn't work, then just press 1, then pound.
So what was the calling number?
605-562-0444. 444.
Okay.
All right. I just put that down. So
and
the ID Sports Show, we got you.
2612556. Then press 1 and pound. If the ID doesn't work, just press 1, then pound, and see what you get.
All right. So
all
one
right.
Then pound, huh?
If the ID doesn't work, then just try that.
Okay.
Because
hey man, thanks for calling in, bro.
It gets a little screwy.
Yeah, we know.
You can say
yeah,
some people say the same thing about
that.
Me, but that's another story for another time.
Yeah, man, we know, because sometimes we can't get into our show, you know, man. But it is what it is, man. And we appreciate your call, and we'll call you on. I'll probably give you a show to listen to on Saturday.
I appreciate that. Thanks.
Hey,
all
right,
bro.
Have a good night.
Boy.
Okay, so.
Hey, man. You gonna have to start naming the shows from here on out, man.
man. It's just like, I don't know. I mean, it's funny because I just said that, you know, I was just saying I just wanted to make a dedication to this show, you know, when we first started out earlier on tonight. And I just said that, you know, I we appreciate the fans who've been calling in. You know, we've been having, you know, higher volume. And you know, higher consistency with people listening to each one of our shows, and I had, you know, I speculate that it was because of us, you know, putting the titles on shows, you know, recently in the past 5 shows or so, to give people, you know, a general idea of what we'll be mainly talking about. So you know, maybe, you know, tonight was a an example of that. You know, maybe that was the response to, you know, my hypothesis was you know, the calls that we've had tonight, you know, on that topic. So, go ahead.
Hey, look, man, I was thinking, man, you know, it's all show, you know, so we can shoot the shit sometime on our show, you know, the last couple minutes. Hey, you said that you're gonna try to get somebody to do a logo for the show, right? I was thinking, man, you know how your name got that Y in it, right? You know,
yeah.
You should put 2 MMA gloves on top of that Y, on top of the stems of the Y. That'd be dope.
Oh, okay. So, you know, kind of like the top of the Y where it almost looks like a little V, kind of have like a glove on each, you know, little segment right there.
Yeah. Probably.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
And they're probably on the L, make that a microphone, you know, being that we talk into our microphone, and, you know, hey, man, you know, just a little couple of ideas, you know, your boy was thinking of today.
Yeah, for sure. I'll keep that in mind, and I'll, you know, we'll work on that. So, you know, Lee and Keys will be having a logo soon, and we'll be having an official logo, you know, because when you look us up on Google, it comes right up. But I want us to have an image, too, that you can identify our show with, you know, for something to remember us by, you know, something unique. So you'll be seeing a logo soon for Lee and Keys Real Talk. And, yeah, that's pretty much all I have for tonight.
Man, there was one more topic I want to cover tonight, but that's okay. Actually, you know what?
Yeah.
We're just gonna run over a little bit, Keys. You got 5 minutes?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. So I was on ESPN today, ESPN.com, and, you know, I've clicked on the MMA section, and it was like the head story on the MMA page was GSP. Who should he fight next? And I know for you want to see him versus Willie. And I second that. I want to see him versus Willie to determine who's the best welterweight of all times. But somebody made an interesting point that I never thought about. GSP versus Ben Askren. What you think about that, Keys? You know the UFC never really signed Ben Askren because Dana White feels he's boring. Do you think the UFC will bring him in for one fight against GSP?
Man, I think it's so funny, first of all, that they don't sign Ben Askren because they think he's boring, but they have Khabib up there headlining cards. I just think that's – what a double standard like to have. And them two guys have such a similar fighting style. Ben Askren does pretty much the same thing Khabib does, just in one championship. He mauls guys too. He TKOs guys. Actually, he finishes, you know, plenty more guys than Khabib does. So, man – yeah, I would like to see Ben Askren. Yeah, I would support anybody Ben Askren fight in the UFC because I want to see him get his just due. You know, he's got skills. That guy, he's really good. And UFC, you know, they didn't put respect on him he should have been already fought in the UFC already. So I think he's like 18-0 or something like that. And he retired 18-0, so that's fine. You know, I support him fighting anybody in the UFC. GSP versus Ben Askren, I like. But, you know, that would move my needle. I wouldn't be – I mean, I'd be excited to see Ben Askren debut in the UFC. It'd just be – it would move my needle. I'd be interested in it. It'd be interesting enough to talk about. I just – you know, on our show, I just wouldn't be – I'm not sure that it would move GSP's needle. That would be – the factor in it. I just don't know if it, because GSP, you know, I was watching the interview with him, you know, recently, and he was saying how at this point in his career, like, he's only going to be coming back for super fights, and, like, you know, how guys are asking him to fight all these contenders and stuff and work his way up in the divisions and, you know, middleweight, welterweight, lightweight division. They want him to fight all these guys, and GSP is just basically saying, like, you know, you can't expect me to come back like and fight all these guys. You know, at this point, I'm only interested in super fights. You know, the Bisping fight was a super fight, and my response to that is, you know, what's a super fight? Is you going back to 170 and fighting Tyron Woodley? That's a huge super fight. GSP versus the welterweight goat.
Come on, man. Now really? The welterweight goat? The welterweight? Oh, my. Keys, man. You know what, man? Your man crush on Tyron Woodley can be sickening sometimes. And just that statement right there, what you just said, proves it. GSP, who was the all-time greatest welterweight fighter, versus the welterweight goat. Man, you need to stop, bro. Man, I'm serious, man. What's wrong with you, man? Damn. But look, man, look, man, it's been a great night, man. You know, we had a couple people call in to voice their displeasure with the Floyd versus Khabib possibility of a fight. You know, me and my man Keys, you know, we talked about a couple of UFC topics, and, you know, we closed it out with GSP, possibility of fighting Ben Askren or Tyron Woodley. They also brought up Khabib. But, you know, man, I'd rather see him versus Tyron Woodley or Ben Askren, two guys that's in his weight class. Even though I'm not a big follower of Ben Askren, just from what I've read and what I've seen, I respect the guy's skills. I think he might be overmatched against GSP. But at the same time, you never know what happens when the cage door locks. So, hey, but, you know, Keys, you got any last words, bro?
Nah, just all I'd want to say is that, you know, I appreciate those who listen and, you know, return to listen to our show. And, yeah, it was a great night. And everybody, like we always say, stay positive and keep grinding.
Yeah, man. And, you know, tonight it was basically a great show. Thanks for the callers that called in. You know, when you call in, you don't have to, if you have a question, something outside of what we're talking about, you know, we're willing to switch gears with you. And, you know, we'll switch it up. Like I said earlier, I want to dedicate this show to Eddie Alvarez, who left the UFC this week to go sign with, I think it's called One Championship Series or something like that. He said he wanted to be the first guy to win a belt in three different organizations. So shout out to him. Everybody be safe, be positive, stay blessed, and take care of each other. Lee and Key signing out.
Yeah, we over and out. Everybody have a good night.
Peace.